أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Again, coming back to you, talking about iftitah supplication. You may remember that in my previous sessions, I talked about a type of classifying the content of iftitah supplication. I told you that this supplication, I mean iftitah, could be divided into three major parts. Part number one talks about the divine names and attributes. It's a type of review to our belief system about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine names and the divine attributes. I'm on part one. Still, I'm interpreting, talking and explaining different phrases and sentences in part one. One of the major themes in this part is talking about divine compassion and divine punishment and chastisement. And I took this idea and this message from the sentence وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّغِمَةِ. One question: where are the positions of or the instances of forgiveness and compassion? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us, when we will receive the divine compassion? There are several cases, several instances. I talked about number one, unwillingly sins. For those who commit sin, who commit sins but unwillingly, there will be the divine forgiveness and divine compassion. Number two, we will also have the divine compassion and the divine forgiveness when our ignorance is not willingly. It happens in our life, in many cases, that we pretend or we show, we express that we are ignorant. Ignorance could be willingly or unwillingly. In cases that we are ignorant but unwillingly, because according to the Islamic teachings, we have muqassir and qasir. Qasir means unwillingly ignorance. Muqassir means willingly ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So the divine forgiveness stays for those who commit sin, الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, unwillingly ignorance. Why unwillingly? Because it says, it adds, ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا. They will have repentance and they will try their best to compromise, to correct themselves. إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. So dispositions of forgiveness and mercy in other Quranic verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم فأنه غفور رحيم. من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة. Those who commit sins but by ignorance. ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم. So, in the positions, in the case, in cases that we commit sin, but unwillingly ignorance, we will have divine compassion and forgiveness. Number three, or cases or instances that still we will have the divine forgiveness and compassion is self-oppression. Dear brothers and esteemed sisters in Islam, I want to call your attention about one very important point within the Islamic teachings. Oppression, dhulm. It could be oppressing others, other people, and sometimes we oppress ourselves. It's amazing. Is that possible for someone to oppress himself or herself? Yes. According to verses in the Quran and according to some narrations in Shia tradition, there are cases that we oppress ourselves. For example, chapter Women, verse number 64. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. It says, إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. There are cases that we oppress ourselves. When? When we waste the blessings, the bounties, the opportunities, the gifts that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we waste it. We don't use it properly. Instead of investment, we waste it. These are cases of self-oppression. And this is very important in Islamic ethics, in mysticism, in Islamic mysticism. There are many cases that we talk about self-oppression, and this is one of the very dangerous cases and instances that we face during our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in cases that people oppress themselves, they don't oppress the other, they oppress themselves, they will have divine forgiveness. فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Chapter Ma'idah, verse number 39. These were cases or instances of مَوْضُ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ, the dispositions of forgiveness and mercy, or forgiveness, instances of forgiveness or compassion. There were three cases. I will talk about dispositions of punishment and chastisement, as it is mentioned in this dua in my next session. موضع النكال والنقمة. I will talk to you in next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال